And I worked on the structure of nucleic acid, but not hard enough, as Watson has pointed out in his book, The Double Helix. I'm not sure that he says I didn't work hard enough. He says I wasn't smart enough to do the job. The developments since the discovery of the double helix by Watson and Crick have really been astounding. And these were, of course, based largely on the X-ray photographs that Rosalind Franklin had made in London of the fibers of nucleic acid, DNA.